answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
President Schill, the ADL released its report card for universities' responses to anti-Semitism, and you're aware that Northwestern was the only university whose grade was downgraded, correct?
Yes, I am aware of that.
And isn't it also true that Northwestern earned an F for your failure to respond and combat anti-Semitism, and they called for your resignation? Is that correct?
I have great respect for the ADL.
I'm not asking your respect for the ADL. I'm asking, is it a fact that you earned an F and they called for your resignation?
I have great respect for the ADL. I am sad that they gave Northwestern an F.
But it's true. You got an F.
You got an F. The dog ate my homework. I don't care. You got an F. There you have the Northwest University president appearing in front of Congress today. That is, again, one of the universities is not taking to heart the fact that we want to stop anti-Semitism on our campuses. And it goes to the very leadership of universities and colleges. That was New York Congresswoman Stefanik questioning the Northwest University president, Schill. Yeah, that's his last name. Fits perfectly, does it? But I have a great respect for, that's not the question. Did I ask, do you have respect for the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League? I have great respect. Well, then you're answering my question. Isn't it true you got an F? Well, yeah, but I did, you know, these are supposedly learned people. These are supposedly the intelligence of our nation. They're lacking common sense, and the other point is they get so caught up in their lies, they cannot get out from under them. They can't. They don't ever plan an escape route or rebuttal because, well, no one's going to push me that hard. If you're going in front of Congress, are you not smart enough to know they're going to hit you with everything they've got if they think you've done something wrong? Regardless of which party is in power and which party you might be facing, and both parties are represented in congressional hearings, you're going to get questions at one point or another from the opposition party. Your own party, the one that loves what you're doing on the campus, they're going to be kind of light and easy with you. We're going to hit you, but it's going to be with velvet gloves. We have to, because we have to maintain our, they have to maintain, the word is integrity. They have none. But that's what they're going to try to present themselves. So when Stefanik is pushing him on this point, he already knows that she's nailed me. She said we're guilty, we got an F, and I'm trying to get out from under it. All right, let's break it more down for you. Here we are, second hour of Larry Connors USA. Glad to have you with us. We're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we are putting up a live stream video for you to watch. How do you watch that, Larry? I'm glad you asked. News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, or Larry Connors USA, Rumble, Facebook, Twitter. If you miss anything, audio or video, and you want to go back and listen or pick out something in particular, very simple. When the programs wrap up, they are posted at Larry Connors USA Facebook and LarryConnorsUSA.com. So you can watch, listen at your pleasure. And again, I always encourage you to push share. Share them with others. And let me remind you again, News Talk STL with George Soros buying several stations in town. Yep, George Soros, the liberal giant, has punked down a lot of money to buy several stations in town, which would include one that carried Rush Limbaugh for 25 years. Rush rolling over in his grave for the fact that George Soros will now have a big share of that station. I've got a lot of friends that work at both stations. They're very good people. They have families. I'm concerned about them and their families. And some of them are living in disbelief that anything's really going to change. Do you think if George Soros bought a good major portion of your business, you wouldn't see changes overnight? Of course you would. And especially when it comes to conservative-type broadcasting, that is why News Talk STL is your number one, remember that number, one source for live conservative talk. Live conservative local talk. Remember that, number one. And remember, if you've got a phone, you've got us in your pocket. Simply open up the app, free on your phone, News Talk STL, push a button, and you're immediately listening to us. If you're in your car, do it. Play it through your Bluetooth in the car. We've got two great FM radio signals, but with the phone, you can go anywhere. I've got listeners all over the nation. They use the app. It's that simple. In fact, I've got some around the world. I hear from them occasionally. So back to the questioning of the Northwest University president. They've had numerous instances happen on his campus, and he wants to claim, well, we don't really know all the facts yet. Now, I can see that as an excuse. It is an excuse. It's legitimate to the extent that if it hasn't been fully investigated. But I'm getting the impression, and you will too as you're listening to Stefanik press him on this, they're not in any hurry to get any resolution.
Isn't it true that a Jewish Northwestern student was assaulted?
There are allegations that a Jewish student was assaulted. We are investigating those allegations.
Isn't it true that a Jewish student was verbally harassed and stalked to Hillel?
There are allegations of that sort, and we are investigating them.
Isn't it true that a Jewish student wearing a yarmulke was spat on?
All of these are allegations that are being investigated.
How long are these investigations going to occur?
Well, if you remember, the encampment was up just a few weeks ago. So we believe at Northwestern in due process. We believe in investigations. We believe.
So when are the investigations going to be finalized?
I'm not going to be able to tell you that. They'll be finalized when the conduct office and the Title VI office, which are well on this issue.
This is why you've earned an F.
I would love to see any essays he wrote for getting his degree. If they were all over the page like that. When I used to teach students learning journalism, they would get into my class thinking they're going to get on TV right away. And I'd tell them that's not going to happen. And in fact, you're not even going to get in front of a camera till about 8 weeks into this course. And you're going to spend a lot of time writing. And we're going to be discussing news and ethics. And one of them being that if you don't understand things and you're going to give me a report that indicates you don't, I take a big red marker and I write the words shallow across it. Yes, it was meant to be intimidating. I remember one of my daughters at the time, well, both of them ended up saying it, Dad, why? And they were maybe 12, 14 at Boston. That's so hurtful and mean to write that on their paper. I said, well, that's what it is. It's a shallow report. His answer is extremely shallow. He also ended up being questioned by Michigan Congressman Wahlberg. And again, he cannot really come up with solid answers.
In March, the advisory committee hosted University of Michigan professor Juan Cole to speak on Islamophobia and, quote, anti-Arab and anti-Palestinian biases. Fine. But Cole has made numerous anti-Semitic statements, including claiming that Israel, quote, was founded on a formal racial supremacist principle that Jews must rule the state. And that, quote, the only thing that Palestinians and their sympathizers can do to make Zionists happy is to bend over and allow themselves to be royally screwed. What kind of committee on anti-Semitism invites an anti-Semite like this to speak? And with that, sadly, in my questioning.
Ending his question because he made it very clear. You're saying you're fighting against all this. You don't have proof that a Jewish student got spat on. You don't have proof, you say, of students shouting to them, go back to Germany to be gassed. You don't have words of other slurs and slanders that I cannot say on the radio. We're still investigating, but you invited a guy that basically tells the students you better stand up to the Jews. Yeah. There is a cancer inside our poison Ivy League colleges and campuses, and it's spreading all the way down into grade schools if we let it. Trump, of course, going to the Bronx today, got a great enthusiastic reaction. I mean, the left didn't like it at all. They was holding a rally in South Bronx. And, of course, AOC was out there complaining that, oh, this is a guy that no one should be listening to. Well, they were. He got a large gathering. I saw a picture the other day someone sent me. Or maybe I saw it on something else. I can't recall. It shows a Biden rally, and there may be, if I'm going to be generous, maybe 100 people gathered around. And then they show a Trump rally, as in New Jersey, we saw a couple Saturdays ago, massive amounts, certainly more than 100 by a considerable margin. And the caption was, you don't believe the votes? Do you believe the people's? Yeah, it's very clear that the people are supporting Trump. Not a good scene, not good images. In fact, to that extent, what is good for Joe Biden? Sometimes I know you've heard the saying, no good news. Well, now, wait a minute, I'm going to have to rephrase it. Not where you were going. In this case for Joe Biden, no good news is no good news.
The debates coming in June is an acknowledgement that Joe Biden and his campaign know that they're losing.
Right.
That there's this feeling that they need to shake up the race and they need to do it now. And that they're aware that this narrative exists, that Joe Biden is old and weak and out of control. And if you put him on a stage next to Trump, he has the opportunity to disprove that. But that's also a risk because he has the opportunity to prove that, too.
Right. The stakes are high. Yeah. He hasn't done many interviews. They've been very selective, doing things like Conan O'Brien or the
Howard Stern.
Or Smartless,
yeah.
Right? And things like that that I think aren't necessarily a forum for really challenging questions.
No, you're not going to get any challenging question from Conan O'Brien. This is very much to some of those I saw at the Obama White House when I was there for my interview with him, my last appearance at the White House, last president at that point. So far, we'll add. And I'm serious. I'm watching some of the other interviews go on because they're being fed to closed circuit so we could all watch. And one of the questions was very similar to, what is your favorite color? Really? That's a tough question. That's Alex Michelson on a news report about the kind of stuff that Biden is or is not facing. Well, we know what you and the economy are facing. You yourself, are you still among those, as CBS says, struggling paycheck to paycheck?
Half of shoppers 25 to 44 say they've used buy now, pay later. Also buying in hundreds of thousands of merchants, including Walmart, Target, and Amazon.
How worried are you that lower income groups and minorities have been adversely impacted by buy now, pay later?
Typically, with new forms of credit, it usually is those who are living paycheck to paycheck who often feel the brunt when things go wrong.
A Feeding America study shows a dramatic increase in food insecurity in the region. The rate increased from just over 11% to nearly 14.5% in 2022 as pandemic-era programs came to an end and food costs started to rise. The study found every area in Southwest Virginia saw an increase. The food insecurity rate among kids is also higher, reflecting a national trend.
A national trend. That's one state, Virginia, West Virginia, but it's everywhere. And proof again, Target missing its mark in the first quarter of this year. And that is, again, because so many are living paycheck to paycheck. They don't have the credit. They've already filled out their credit cards. They're not getting the money. And, of course, retirees are also caught in the midst of this.
I've been back to work twice already, but now with watching the grandchildren trying to help out the younger generation, I've had to look for work that can be, that can work with my schedule. The economy is not great, and the inflation costs are just unbelievable.
I work full-time as a groundskeeper in an apartment home community. I want to say my pension... Law enforcement is a very good pension. I feel I'm very blessed, and I appreciate that very much. But it just goes to show you that even us, so-called retired folks, it's just not enough under today's current economy.
No, it's not, unfortunately. And then, of course, you've got those that are long ways from being retired. Although, then again, some college students, they've been mousing around with a degree in weaving cat hair for years, and now maybe they're ready to retire and looking forward to getting a Social Security check. But as you were hearing, that's not going to be working out too well going forward. And if those same students that learned cat weaving, hair weaving, still have that big loan out there, to the rescue comes Joe Biden and KJP saying, here's your money, we'd like your vote.
Today we announced that the Biden-Harris administration canceled student debt for an additional 160,000 people, meaning 4.75 million Americans.
Then is the White House's message to those Americans who did not attend college for a variety of reasons, perhaps, including perhaps that they didn't want to take on all the debt that went with it right now, that they feel like in some form they are responsible for allowing those who did not to pay their fair share.
So look, here's the thing. This is a president who has been very clear about making sure that he's building an economy that leaves no one behind, right? Making sure that...
left behind
I hear your question, but this is, if you look at what the president has done holistically over the past three and a half years. He has tried to build an economy for everyone.
Yeah, everyone. Especially those in the White House and all the DEI offices around the nation. This president has wrecked the economy. There have always been complaints against Jimmy Carter not being a good president. And yes, he had a lot of failings. But you know what? Jimmy Carter, at least, was a man of faith. Now, he also ended up going on with Biden and Barack Obama on some things. I wish he hadn't have, but Biden, give me one thing he's done that's helped the nation. Give me one. I'll give you a month, two, maybe till November to give me that answer. You might have to work really hard to come up with it. In the meantime, Biden continues to try to staff the courts with not judges, but woke advocates. And, of course, to be a federal judge, you have to go through a Senate confirmation. And there is a judge from New York, a state judge, who's trying to become a federal judge, but she runs into the buzzsaw of Senator Ted Cruz. She's never been down that highway in Texas before. Well, I got to tell her, there's a rough road, lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Question, do you know what vermiculite is? It is an insulation in the attics of hundreds of thousands of homes and public buildings. Looks like kitty litter, but often contains asbestos. Wellington Environmental is the largest company in the Midwest that can remove that hazard for you. Wellington has what is called the General, a powerful industrial vacuum that can suck vermiculite out of the attic. Hang on, there's something else you should know. Many of you might qualify for up to a $4,000 rebate. You should at least contact Wellington to see if you qualify. And here's something else. Wellington arrives at the time they give you, not sometime within 4 hours. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. WellingtonSTL.com. WellingtonSTL.com. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
Talk radio made in St. Louis.
Very excited for what you guys are doing for the St. Louis community.
For St. Louis.
Relevant local talk.
Saying what we are thinking.
This is News Talk STL.
No, you guys are awesome. I love you. And it really, it's a tremendous honor to be on the station.
News, analysis, and opinion.
Thanks for us covering the local and
global. People, this is America.
We better open our eyes.
Really local? Really good.
News Talk STL at 1019 941
and NewsTalkSTL.com.
I have a personal story about why I trust McGuire Moving and Storage. A relative needed to escape an unhealthy relationship. Josh, Christine, and the McGuire team were understanding, even comforting. That's why I'm honored to endorse McGuire. Since 1935, McGuire's been moving and caring for families. So, moving a home, office, local, or long distance, McGuireMoving.com. McGuireMoving.com.
Hey, St. Louis, my name is Rob Carter. My new primetime show will explore the collaboration between corrupt media and our corrupted political system. From manipulated elections, open borders, mandated medicines, and unconstitutional lockdowns, what is going on? The Rob Carter Show. Let's talk about it on The Rob Carter Show. Join me weeknights from 8 to 10 p.m. on News Talk STL.
Rob Carter, live and local, weeknights at 8 on News Talk STL.
Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, now open in the district of Chesterfield Valley. Napoli has the only coal-fired pizza oven. That means an incredible taste you cannot get anywhere else. So enjoy a unique pizza at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district. And then walk a few doors down and enjoy premium cigars and drinks at Lit Cigar Lounge. There's a perfect way to end the evening. Napoli Pizza followed by Lit Cigar Lounge. A winning combination.
This is News Talk STL.
Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you. My love is. And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary. Well, what deep in love is, I know.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
In your court, what matters more? The rights of individuals or your political ideology?
I apply the law to the facts.
I asked a question. Which matters more?
Well, my political ideology doesn't matter at all.
Okay, so I don't believe you. And I think this case demonstrates that you are willing to subjugate the rights of individuals to satisfy your political ideology. This case involves a male defendant who raped a 9-year-old boy. Was he guilty of that?
Yes, the petitioner pled guilty to that.
Okay, so he raped a 9-year-old boy. He also raped a 17-year-old girl. Was he guilty of that?
He pled guilty. The petitioner pled guilty to that crime as well.
So was he guilty?
I hope so, because she pled guilty to it.
He was a he when he did this.
That's correct.
He was a he. She was a he. It's very easy to get confused nowadays, isn't it? That is Senator Ted Cruz grilling one of Biden's nominees to be on a federal court. And he began by asking, who really do you care about in your court? Well, I care about the law. Well, you obviously should. But then again, as you begin to question, you begin to see how she doesn't really care about the law. She cares about the narrative that she wants to push because she wants to be one of the woke crowd and celebrated and toasted. She is currently a judge in New York State. Some of them in New York State might be glad to see her go. Just go. Put her somewhere. That is New York State Judge Sarah Netburn. And she would have you believe that nothing I do is against the law, and it's nothing against humanity. Everything I do is for the good of the law and humanity. That's the way it should be, and justice should be blind. But when she's got the facts there in front of her, She's absolutely ignoring him. You heard Senator Cruz say, you're talking about taking a man who's still a man, 6'2", and you're going to let him apply and enter a women's prison unit.
1 year after being released again, he was convicted of having child pornography. Is that correct?
I'm unclear on exactly the time frame that you're at, but the petitioner was convicted of distributing child pornography.
Child pornography that was images of adults violently raping children.
Abhorrent conduct.
Okay.
For which there are real victims.
And this individual, 6'2", biologically a man, a minute ago you said that when this man decided that he was a she, you said this individual was, quote, I wrote it down, sober and entirely a female. That phrase struck me as remarkable. Did this individual have male genitalia?
I think what I said, or at least what I...
That is a verbatim quote, entirely a female.
Sorry, what I meant to say was hormonally a female.
Okay, but that's not entirely. Did this individual have male genitalia?
Yes.
So you took a 6'2" serial rapist, serial child rapist, with male genitalia, and he said, you know, I'd like to be in a women's prison. And your answer was, that sounds great to me. Let me ask you something. The other women in that prison, do they have any rights?
Yeah, do they have any rights at all? No, they don't have any rights at all. Not the way you're seeing it played out at this point with Ted Cruz is bringing forward. They don't have any rights. But what we are seeing is that this judge is acknowledging she's going to put down everything that she has that amounts to some kind of semblance of justice under a category that fits her activism. One thing for a judge to be looking for a way to make sure someone is held fully accountable, but in the case like this, this judge is just throwing all caution to the wind and not really caring about what happens to the other people where she's putting this guy. Now, Ted Cruz was pushing on the point about if you're so concerned about this 6'2" man, where's your concern for the women in those jail cells?
The other women in that prison, do they have any rights?
Is that a question you're
yes,
asking me?
Yes, the other women in that prison, do they have any rights?
Of course.
Do they have the right not to have a 6'2" man who is a repeat serial rapist put in as their cellmate?
Senator Cruz, I considered the facts presented to me, and I reached a decision based on what the law
is. I asked you a question. Do they have a right not to have a 6'2" man who is a serial rapist put in as their cellmate? Do those women have a right to that?
Every person who's incarcerated has the right to be safe in their space.
But you didn't think so. You didn't think so.
You didn't think so because you're going to put him in there with them. Stop and think about that. The cell is filled with women. There might be some 6'2" women in there. Odds are not. There might also be some transgenders in there. That might be. There might be other men saying, I want to be in the women's prison. Then they'll see what happens with those guys as well. But when you take this guy, 6'2", with a serial rapist convictions and charges against him already, and you're putting him as a convict in with women, and you think everything's going to work out fine, even the Federal Bureau of Prisons noted and stated, this is wrong, don't do it. Senator Cruz.
The Bureau of Prison argued what I'm saying right now, that if you put this person in a female prison, there will be a risk of sexual assault to the women. And you know what you did? You said you didn't care about the women. Have you dealt in what universe is someone who is a serial repeat child rapist not at a risk of reoffending?
Senator, as I do in every case.
Okay, I know you've been told to repeat the line, I follow the law. I asked a question. In what universe is someone who is a serial repeat child rapist not at risk of reoffending?
Sir, I looked at the facts that were before me in this case. all of the evidence, including the statements of every warden who had supervised this petitioner.
You, I have to say, if I were the father of one of those women, and you decided that my daughter's cellmate was going to be a 6'2" man who over and over and over again committed violent sexual assault, I would say the entire justice system is absurd, and it is clear on your record your political ideology matters a heck of a lot more than the rights of those women that you endangered. I think you're a radical, and I think you have no business being a judge.
Had no business being judge, and in fact, if he had the authority, Senator Cruz should add, and I send you to the jail cell with the 6'2" man. I'll bet the senator doesn't have that authority. But Senator Cruz is standing up for the other females in the prison. Where is the fight for those women? Why are they not there agreeing with him and, you know, basically saying he's right? We don't want this. They're afraid to speak out even though they're in prison? Yeah, they might be. Well, this is very similar to men posing as girls competing in contact sports, not only winning if it's just a race because of the superior innate strength they might have, but then into contact, volleyball, not meant to be a contact, chipping a girl's tooth. And when the girls' teams say, we're not going to play if there's a guy out there posing as a girl, they get chastised, not the one pretending to be a girl. Golf is not considered a contact sport until you shot four and it's too late to hit somebody in the face, right? Well, of course, the other day we had a contact situation at the PGA down in Louisville. Scottie Scheffler, who was leading at the time, got stopped on the way in. There'd been an accident, and unfortunately someone was killed. He was not involved in it, but they're trying to redirect traffic. I've been in a situation like that where an officer's trying to wave me one way, and I'm not sure what he wants me to do and where he wants to go. And all the PGA players have PGA-marked cars. They're obviously meant to go on inside the court or inside the club area. For some reason or another, Scheffler went the wrong way. The officer went berserk, supposedly grabbed on the car and held on until he dropped off and got injured. He is still charged with felonious assault of an officer. That has not been dropped. Whether or not he even knew that the guy was there, I don't know. Let's see. The officer, one of them anyway, is facing corrective action and internal investigation, finds out that he didn't follow proper protocols by turning on his body camera. Now, again, I don't know which officer this was, but he did not turn on his body camera, so he's facing some kind of violation. And since the event was not captured, that's why they should have had that on. That's going to obviously help Scotty, but for right now, he is still praising police as being our protectors. He's not denouncing them. See, it was a confusing situation. Coming up, word that John Kerry blocking the FBI arrest of Iranian terrorists.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
John Beal knows that new roofing companies can look big and trustworthy on the internet, but the fact is 96% of new roofing companies go out of business within the first 5 years. John Beal has a reputation for excellence, reliability, plus lowest cost, best roof, best guarantee. Those here today, gone tomorrow roofers, they can't match John Beal. For home or business, trust my friend John. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you seen the 2024 Toyota RAV4? Boy, that's an outstanding vehicle. And Ackerman Toyota has one just for you at the best price. Ackerman is the number one volume Toyota dealer in the area. Want a Camry? Maybe you want something bigger. A Toyota crossover. All the performance of an SUV, but a more compact size. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. AckermanToyota.com. Ackerman Toyota for life.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
If you like premium cigars and spirits, take my advice. Check out Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. The Lit Cigar owners just got back from a major convention in Vegas, and now every day, Lit is getting shipments of special cigars that will certainly amaze you. Check the Lit Cigar Facebook, staying on top of special events. Also, Lit can host a private event for you, your friends, your business. LitSTL.com. LitSTL.com. Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
As I was saying going into the break, there's a report out that a couple of Republican senators, a pair of them, are claiming that John Kerry, who was our climate czar under Biden, now off to do something else, flying around the world in his private jet. Oh, I'm sorry, not his jet. Belongs to his wife. She lets him have it. Thank you, dear. I'd like a wife like that, come to think of it. Get me a G5, will you, dear? I can scoot around wherever I want to. And I don't really care about polluting the climate because I have my jet. I'm way above it. But John Kerry, according to a couple of senators, and this would be Senators Chuck Grassley, Republican of Ohio, Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin. So let me make it clear to you, the allegations are coming from Republican senators. They are revealing that the Obama-Biden State Department intervened to prevent the prosecution of Iranian operatives involved in an adversarial nuclear program nearly a decade ago. And they are claiming that former Secretary of State John Kirby, when he held that position, did I say Kirby? I meant Kerry, John Kerry. My bad, mea culpa. Secretary of State John Kerry blocked several FBI arrests of individuals responsible for proliferating Iran's military capabilities between 2015 and 16. Remember, that's the deal that Obama signed off on with Iran and France and Germany and a few other countries joining in. And one of the first things Trump did when he got in office is tore that thing up, because we were basically giving Iran the right to build a nuclear weapon. Although they claim we're going to do it for our people. We're just going to try to get out of the Stone Age. When Biden comes in, he relaxes all the sanctions, lets them go back to do what they're doing, and I don't see yet where they have built anything for their citizens, but they're still working on their nuclear devices, not to power anything, but to destroy. Well, Senators Grassley and Johnson sent letters demanding documents related to the interference from Kerry. They sent them to the FBI, Department of State, Department of Justice. And they say the records provided to our offices show that the Obama-Biden administration State Department, under the leadership of John Kerry, actively, persistently interfered with FBI operations pertaining to lawful arrest of known terrorists, members of Iranian proliferation networks, and other criminals providing material support for Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile programs. They add the records also show the DOJ and FBI leadership apparently allowed it to happen until the Trump administration altered course. It was 2016, the final year of Obama's presidency, that the government airlifted $400 million in cash. Remember that night flight direct to Iran? That was an exchange for four Americans being released from Tehran. The moment you start buying hostages back is the moment that more Americans are subject to being kidnapped. And they wanted to tell you, no, it was not an exchange for the terrorists. It just happened to work out the same kind of timing. Nobody believes that. The Obama position was, this is money we owe the Iranians because we seized it when they took over our consulate in Iran, capturing numerous Americans. Remember Rocky Sickman from St. Louis being one of them, and held them for a year plus. And we took it from them, but now they've gone to the world court and they'll probably win, so we're just going to go ahead and give some of it to them now. First of all, make them win it. Secondly, they took our embassy, they held Americans hostage, make them pay for that. Third point, don't be shipping cash to them overnight on a plane and doing so thinking we can get away with it. They were shipping $400 million, pallets of cash, in various denominations and in various currencies so they could be distributed to numerous proxy terrorists for Iran. Here you might need lira for something you're carrying out. Here you might need Canadian money. Here you might need rubles. I mean, whatever they needed, they had it in small currency so it's easily distributed. And that did represent the first installment of a $1.7 billion settlement the Obama administration reached with Iran. The Wall Street Journal reported the settlement, which resolved claims before an international tribunal in The Hague, also coincided with the formal implementation that same weekend, talk about kawinky-dinky again, of the landmark nuclear agreement reached between Tehran, the U.S., and other global powers the summer before. And then Trump, when he came in, withdrew from that nuclear deal. Federal senior editor David Harsanyi, we've had on before, he said, do not let the term prisoner swap insinuate any moral equivalence. These are not two normal countries trading spies or combatants. This is just old-fashioned extortion. He nailed it. That's exactly what this amounts to. He said, while the U.S. released spies, the Iranians released political hostages that they just snatched off the streets of Tehran because they had returned unwisely to visit family or attend funerals or protest in Iran, and they had American passports, and they grabbed them, holding them hostage. I'm glad they're back in the U.S., but you don't buy hostages. And then I'll remind you again that even though Trump withdrew the U.S. from that deal in 2018, last September, last year, the Biden White House agreed to pay a $1.3 billion per prisoner ransom to Iran in another apparent prisoner swap. This administration has no understanding of how... Maybe I should correct that. They know everything of how it works, and they're playing it to their end. I'd mentioned earlier that there's a report out that a screenshot of a WeChat message thread from 2017 between Hunter and James Biden included a person named Dad. Now, the actual message is redacted, but the word Dad shows as the administrator. Between Hunter Biden and James Biden, who would be the dad? Well, James is not Hunter's dad. We know who Hunter's dad is, don't we? Whistleblowers are saying this needs to be looked at. This message was dated December 19, 2017, the year Joe Biden left office as vice president, and the Biden family business started collecting substantial sums of money from these foreign business deals that Hunter put together, selling Joe Biden's name. And don't forget, we're already hearing that from the left, that if they lose, if they don't win this time around, it's because the election is stolen. How dare they say that? Well, because they can. They can. And they fear they are going to lose. They're going to start crying right now that it's being stolen from us. It's all fine when they're doing the stealing, not so much the other way. Well, to that point, Megyn Kelly had Bill Maher on board with her for an interview.
Hillary Clinton, of course, is the original election denier. I'm sure you voted for her in 16.
Well, she's not an election denier.
She absolutely was the OG election denier.
She, first of all, she came out before the sun had risen to concede the election to Trump.
And then spent the next 4 years saying he was illegitimate. He was an illegitimate president.
Well, first of all, she didn't say he was an illegitimate.
Yes, she did.
You tell me exactly what she said.
She said those exact words repeatedly.
I believe he knows he's an illegitimate president.
Okay. I mean, she conceded the election. Whether you're interpreting her disappointment at losing it as the same thing as Trump not conceding it, I don't know if that's where you're getting it from. But again, it's a tremendous false equivalency.
It is a false equivalency. But Bill Maher, you said she didn't say it, and immediately they play a clip, there's Hillary saying it. Maher continues to defend her.
You could ask Hillary Clinton right now who won that election. She will tell you. Donald Trump won
now
the election.
Now she knows she has to because of what Trump has done.
She came out that night
in her dark purple suit
and conceded the election.
Correct. And then spent the next 4 years trying to convince us it was not legitimate.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
And there you have it again, just not accepting it. Just not going to accept it. Well, speaking about election denying, Senator Ted Cruz was on with CNN's Caitlin Collins, and she thought she had a narrative she could run him down with. Did not work.
You were the first senator to object to the votes. Mm-hmm. In 2024, will you certify the election results? Do you plan to object, or will you accept the results regardless of who wins the election?
So, Caitlin, I got to say, I think that's actually a ridiculous question.
It's a yes or no question, though.
No, it's not. Let me explain why it's a ridiculous question. It's not a question. You've ever asked a Democrat that?
Of course.
What Democrat?
But hold
on a second. What Democrats challenge it?
What Democrats? I know. I've been on this road many times.
But
no Democrat. You cannot compare the two situations. We have talked about that. We've seen the audio of that when they protested
on the Senate floor.
Has you ever had a sitting president who refused to facilitate the peaceful transition of power,
refused to
acknowledge that his successor won the presidency?
We did have a peaceful transfer of power. I was there on January 20th. I was there on the swearing in.
Barely.
She had to have the word barely in. He just told you there was a peaceful transfer. There was a peaceful. I know. Bring up January 6th again. And yes, the count and the ballots for the Electoral College was delayed. That is true. But they want you to believe, see, that was an attempt to overthrow the government. Hillary Clinton had already said right after she lost it, we should get rid of the Electoral College entirely. Back to this discussion that Caitlin Collins is losing in her interview with Ted Cruz.
If you look at in 2000, Democrats went to the Senate, or 2001, Democrats went to the Senate floor and objected to George W. Bush. In 2004,
they went
and objected.
And what did the president
do? In 2016, Democrats went and objected to Donald Trump. And
what happened in 2016? Because I remember a guy named Joe Biden was vice president, and he went to the Senate floor and certified the votes.
Am I wrong? So you're asking, will you promise no matter what to agree an election is illegitimate regardless of what happens? And that would be an absurd thing to claim. Like, we have an entire election law system that people challenge elections. Elections get overturned. Voter fraud gets proven. That happens all the time. And the media engages in this weird game post Donald Trump that you insist no voter fraud has ever existed. Why does every state have laws in place to challenge voter fraud if it occurs?
That's right. I mean, every state has those in place. even the deep blue states. Of course, they're there to protect the deep blue, not the red, white, and blue. Senator Cruz continues.
We have an entire election law system that people challenge elections. Elections get overturned. Voter fraud gets proven. That happens all the time. And the media engages in this weird game post-Donald Trump that you insist no voter fraud has ever existed. Why does every state have laws in place to challenge voter fraud if it occurs?
The media
Why do you have election challenges?
This isn't a game.
I tried to look through history and precedent, and the best precedent I could find was the election of 1876. 1876 was between Rutherford B. Hayes and Samuel Tilden. And what happened there, there were serious allegations of voter fraud, and Congress didn't throw its hands up and say, you know what? CNN demanded that I accept the results no matter what, so ignore the fraud. I got to go. But hold on. What did Congress do in 1876?
How did the president handle it?
What did Congress do in 1876?
Senator, I'm asking a question.
I'm asking a question. What did Congress do in 1876?
You can't answer yes or no to this question.
Can you answer my question? Why are you refusing to answer my question?
I'm conducting the interview with all due respect.
I'm conducting the interview. There. Now, you know, I've been in contentious interviews, and I do interject and cut off people sometimes, especially when I think they're being evasive. Or sometimes I just want to move on to another subject, and I have to always balance that because it will look rude. But in this case, simply said, when he's asked, you know what happened in 1876? Well, all she had to do was say, no, I don't. Will you tell me? But she didn't want to do that. She's afraid it might upset the narrative. And looky, looky, looky. That interview with CNN and Caitlin Collins last night, and today on their webpage, CNN has a big piece about top Republicans already rushing to buy into a new 2024 election fraud narrative sown by ex-President Donald Trump in their zeal to appease their party's presumptive nominee. And they jump immediately to Caitlin Collins' interview with Senator Ted Cruz you were listening to. They're saying, see, they're all going to fall in line. They've got a quote in here from Cruz saying, if the Democrats win, I will accept the result, but I'm not going to ignore fraud regardless of what happens. That's a key point. She just wanted yes or no. Will you accept the results regardless of what they are? It's similar to what Trump had said when he's running against Hillary. Well, it depends. That should be in every race, and that's why you have election fraud vehicles and motions available in every state and every election. But it's not for thee, it's only for me. Hey, as always, thanks for listening. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.